Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that wonderful name above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He indeed is Lord. And that's what I'm talking about this week. I'm talking about overcoming self and circumstances. And for Jesus to be really Lord of our lives, we have to allow Him really to reign supreme. Let Him sit on the throne of our heart and allow His divine rule. Now, if a king sits on a throne in a kingdom, right? We're talking in the natural. What he says goes, right? He basically, he orders his kingdom the way he desires. And so we should allow the Lord to do that in our lives. But we have this entity called self, if you will, and it's what identifies us. It's by definition, it's the entire person of an individual. It's our body, our emotions, our thoughts, our sensations that constitute the individuality and identity of a person. And I don't think I have to define any longer. I think we can all relate to what self is. We're all full of it, basically. And so the Lord is wanting us to be not full of ourselves, but as Paul was saying in that beautiful prayer that he prayed, for this reason I bow my knee to the Father of glory, that the end result would be that we would be filled with all the fullness of God. And you know, I'm praying that for you every day. I do. I mean, I pray scriptural prayers for my prayer partners and for my natural family, my spiritual family, and for my radio family as well. So even if you've never written, you're being prayed for. I want you to know that. Anyway, beloved, we're talking about the self, and we have to understand that God knows us so intimately. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He's not only listening to our conversation, but He knows completely the thoughts and intents of our hearts. And, you know, over the years, I've been in ministry a long time. How many people, thousands perhaps over the years, how, you know, they say they love God, how much they might love this ministry, and yet their actions have proved otherwise. And isn't that true exactly how we treat the Lord? We say things, but it's really our actions that define what a person does. I mean, I've had somebody, it doesn't matter what people tell me, it's what they do, bottom line. And sometimes people let the smallest thing keep them from being at their post, from being in church, from calling on God for help. They get offended at the slightest things. Oh, they will call on the Lord, but when they do so, they're in such a state, it's an attitude of woe is me and self-pity. It's not with faith-filled assurance that God is going to help them through their trouble. Why? Because they've been submitted to God. Because they've been submitted that they can resist the devil and he will flee from them. Because they've been submitted to God, when, you know, it says chance and happenstance happen to us all, when that happens, when there's an unforeseen and unpleasant turn of events, we can call on the Lord for help. Why? Because we've allowed Him to rule and reign in our lives. And so we know that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And you know what, beloved? Listen to me now, real carefully. God is listening to how you handle that disappointment, that attack of ill health. He's listening to how you react to that home situation. Beloved, how often we disappoint the Lord. How often have we hurt Him? And He's been wanting us. The Holy Spirit is yearning over us with a jealous love, with a jealousy. He wants to espouse us to our bridegroom. And not only is God listening, beloved, but all who know us are watching. They are watching to see how we handle our adverse situation, the trouble we go through. You're being watched, whether you see it, whether you believe it or not. First of all, members of your family are watching you to see how you handle the problems. They see the self-will, the self-centeredness in our lives, perhaps better than we do. Those around us on the job, our coworkers, or in church, our church family, they're watching us to see how we react to situations. Multitudes, beloved, have thrown away their testimony by reacting for selfish reasons instead of using our circumstances as a supreme opportunity for testimony. That's what we need to do. But listen, we're all still learning. I'm still learning. No matter how long you serve the Lord, it's like, I did that. I can't believe I haven't learned that yet. Come on, let's get real. We are selfish. And part of it, you know, that self-preservation, that's part of the natural instinct that God put in us to preserve ourselves, you know, from danger. When we see something dangerous thing, he wants us physically to react. That's in an animal. I mean, they self-preservation to preserve our life and our health, that's a normal thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the emotions are the things that are not, well, they are detrimental to our spiritual, our emotional health. But, you know, I'm talking about Christians, they don't realize, and some don't care, that our triumph during the time of testing that we are going through, they speak far louder than the words we say. Our actions speak louder than all the eloquent words spoken. It doesn't matter what we say, beloved, it's what we do. Sometimes I've quoted more than once on this broadcast, preach the gospel, and if you have to, use words. Okay? How many times I've heard people say how much God means to them, and then whenever they get ready, you know, they just, you know, let God take a walk. They ignore him, and then they wallow in self-pity and anger and offense and rejection and disobedience. Christ, who lives in us, beloved, never complains. You know, sometimes I think, Holy Spirit, you've really got a rough job. You know what? We get saved. The Spirit of Christ dwells within us. He's not going anywhere. He's stuck there. How nice a home are you making for him? Just think, how would you like to be stuck in someone all the time? And imagine, especially being so sensitive to their every thought and every imagination. I'm going to make you really nervous if I keep this up. Oh dear, that's what I'm trying to do, make you nervous, make you sensitive that the poor Holy Spirit is living in you, and he hears all those words, even the things you don't say, and he hears, sees those ugly spirits, he sees those, you know, temper tantrums, he sees that unchristlike attitude and spirit, and he has to put up with you, and not only that, he has to try to get you out of the state you're in. Some of you might be in that state right now. You know, I was thinking, I love to send out cards to the partners just for nothing once in a while. And of course, if they're, you know, recovering from surgery or something like that. But I had Debbie do up this little thing, and it's a prayer request. It's a hand, folded hand. Dear Lord, some of you may have heard this before. So far, dear Lord, so far today, God, I've done all right. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy, grumpy, nasty, selfish, or overindulgent. And I'm really glad about that. But in a few minutes, God, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot more help. Thank you. Amen. If you'd like that, just, you know, connect with me, okay? Jot down the email address, give you address, and or write a note. I'll be happy to send that to you, because that really kind of explains it, right? beloved, we do need the Lord's help. Christ who lives in us, he doesn't ever complain. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "The life that I now live, I live in the flesh. That life I live now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself for me." Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I that who live, but Christ who liveth in me." Beloved, we should look at our trials as opportunities to grow in the grace of God. The Word states, "Blessed is the man who stands up, who is patient under trial, for when he has stood the test and when he's been approved, he shall receive the victor's crown of life, which God has promised to those who love them." Romans tells us that in the 8th chapter, we are more than conquerors. Let me read that to you. What verse did I say that? Romans 37. Okay, hold on. Let me read 35. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" And then 36 it says, "For we're killed all the day long," it is written. But this is what he says in 37. "Nay, in all these things we are," in all these things, what? What? The things he just listed, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Oh, all glory to Jesus. I wish I had an hour right now, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Hope you can join us. If not, there's the website, unveilchrist.org. You can listen there or rehear a broadcast anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I do want to invite you, if you're struggling, then, as we all do, we need the prayer support of one another. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what this ministry is doing. I am privileged, it's my sacred honor, to stand as a partner in prayer with you. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for your prayer support, UCM Partners, for your generous giving. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be on this station. And new listener, if God speak into your heart, if you've been encouraged by the broadcast, obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. He's got a reason for doing it. Thank you for your love gifts. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayers. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.